Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
And for Landry Locker and John Lopez, he's B. Scott, Sean Bajani with you. Figgy Fig here producing as well. So the NFL on the verge of either approving or disapproving a rule change. You know, they do a bunch of them every single year. It's one of my beefs about the NFL is if they could just settle on something and just get the game going. I don't need rule changes every year, but every year it seems to be something, B. Scott. This year it's the hip drop tackle, something in which the NFL is seriously considering doing away with, and that's a technique that the league is saying it's resulted in an injury rate that is up to 25 times higher than on tackles when it is not employed. I want to see numbers. I don't want to see that number. I want to see actual numbers throughout the course of a season. How many times a hip drop tackle has been used and how many times a player has been injured. Don't give me the 25 times more likely to happen or people are getting hurt 25 more times than this, that, or the other thing. No, show me the hard proof. Give me the evidence. That's, I think, a lot of people maybe would come around on this is maybe, yeah, you know what? If you're talking about player safety, you know, you've screwed the whole kickoff thing up and that ordeal. But if you can give us some good hard numbers and show us some examples of like, yeah, that was bad. We need to do something about that. People would be a little bit more willing to listen.
I'm all about player safety. I support it, you know, especially as like a non-player. I watch these guys out there and think, my goodness, I can't believe they're actually doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, football, I know this is what we talk about primarily here, and we're all football fans. But when you really think about it, it's absurd. Like, it's a ridiculous thing to actually do. But, I mean, we digress. We watch it anyway. But to me, this is like the perils of player safety. As much as I'm an advocate of it, these are the ramifications. I know I've heard Seth Payne talk about it in the morning mm-hmm. about, hey, this is an adjustment or perhaps an overcorrection for guys not headhunting or leading with the crown of their helmets, or just adjusting to the way that they approach tackling, to adjusting to their technique to today's game. And so this is possibly a result of that overcorrection, so to speak. And so I just wonder, okay, if you attack this, if you fix this, what's going to be the next thing? You know, it's the issue with it is just that it's no way to make a safer cigarette. It's harder to make the NFL that much safer. Guys are going to get hurt. It's a brutal game, and that's just kind of the way it is. I don't view this tackle as dirty as much as it is clearly dangerous. Like, you can hurt a guy, but you're not trying to hurt a guy when you give him a hip tackle or whatever it was. Like they were mentioned in the morning, we had never even really heard much of this technique
until the last couple of years or so when guys started to get hurt.
Yeah.
But they've been using it since the beginning of time.
It's a rugby thing, I guess. That's what I keep hearing. And for a guy that doesn't frequent much rugby viewing, I'll take your word for it. But I just, you can't have your cake and eat it too. The way you're asking players to constantly make adjustments year after year after year, I mean, it's nauseating. I'm kind of tired of it. I get, you know, penalize the headhunters, and that's become a little bit more, I think, discernible in recent years. Kind of like, what's a catch? You know, we've kind of figured it out. We watch enough football for the people that care about this. We've figured it out.
Not to go on a tangent, but we figured it out. And then as soon as I feel like I figured it out, then I see something that's either not a catch or is a catch. And I'm like, damn, I thought I had that figured out.
Yeah, well, it's not.
It happens sometimes.
It's not the way that it was 10 years ago. I'll put it to you that way. It's a little bit more palatable, in my opinion. I think the same thing with some of these tackling penalties. By the way, if this gets pushed through, which I would imagine would come next week, next Tuesday, for instance, they're voting, the owners are, on whether or not, Cal McNair is going to be made,
Principal owner
on paper.
Yep.
I would imagine these rules will get some finality to all of the different changes, kickoff proposals, and this tackling rule next week. So that'll be interesting. I get the sense that it's going to happen. Richard Sherman was going at it on Twitter, who is completely opposed to this tackling rule being implemented. He wants the hip drop, I guess, to stay. He says the NFL is ruining the game. Said brother, talking to Dez Bryant on a quote tweet, I'm at a loss for words. Guy's going to have to make a decision to either allow them to drag them to the first down or give it by penalty. Ruining the game. He went on to say, I just wish they'd force the entire competition committee to create examples of how they expect a defender to tackle a ball carrier. I want them to act it out at full speed and create a video for the players. At some point during the creation of that video, they're going to realize, as I expand his tweet, because he went on and on and on.
I don't read any tweets that if it says show more, I keep my timeline going.
They'll realize how insane this is. And I'm kind of with him. You know, I'm sick of the constant changes.
Yeah.
And again, I need the hard data. Show me the numbers and show me an example. And then I think it would be more palatable. And I'm sure the players have been shown examples of this. And if they haven't, that's even more negligible.
Instead of hard data, let me offer you a conspiracy theory from the text line, because I think this is pretty good from the 281.
I'm good with a good conspiracy theory.
281 mentions, go look at the Aaron Rodgers hit last year. You know, he was out of the game, out of the season in the first three or four snaps of the game of the season last year. He says, go look at the Aaron Rodgers hit last year. It's the hip tackle. Every time he gets injured, something drastically happens. I don't know about the every time he gets injured, something drastically happens.
That's going the very Tom Brady route.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But. Mm-hmm. It was a hip tackle. And it did sort of derail one of the big-time major storylines of the NFL last year. They were on national TV for a reason. And it ain't just because they in New York and they the Jets. It's because Aaron Rodgers was playing in New York for the Jets. Look, I'm not that into conspiracy theories. This one I'll allow. I like it, 281. I think you might be on to something. They're like, look, man, this damn tackle ruined us of Aaron Rodgers year one and what could have been his only year. I mean, I know he's going to try to come back, but he's an old ass man. And it ruined us of a year of Aaron Rodgers and the first year of him with the Jets. He's on Hard Knocks. You know, people was picking him to be a kind of a quiet Super Bowl contender and all of that. And the hip tackle is what took him out in the first three or four plays of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with this play. I've watched it over and over. I'm watching it right now.
I don't see nothing wrong with none of it, man. I think other than the fact that football is brutal, and like, are we going to stop watching football? Are we going to put football off to the side? No.
No.
No, we love football. Football is brutal. It is a series of car crashes, human car crashes throughout the day, and we are here for it. Let's just go.
So I like this conversation as we take a trip around the NFL. A recent piece, in fact, put out earlier today 2024 NFL free agency. Experts debate the best and worst deals. We've got three, is it, B. Scott? Three NFL experts that have called the Houston Texans one of the most improved rosters so far this season.
Yeah, so they do one of these things. This is popular in our, you know, online journalism community now, where you just take a few of your staffers and ask them a few questions and just let them all riff on it for about, you know, 70, 80 to 100 words. And one of the questions that they ask here, actually the first question that they ask here, is which team is the most improved after the past 2 weeks? And a couple of them. Stefania Bell, a fantasy football analyst, she's got the Texans as the most improved, mainly citing the defensive moves that they made with Danielle Hunter and Danico Autry. She also does mention Joe Mixon. You've also got Eric Moody, another fantasy football writer, who mentions the Texans, talks about the offense and everything that they've got there that we know about, but also the Danielle Hunter move, something that a lot of people are apparently high on. And then Mike Tannenbaum, NFL front office insider, obviously a former GM himself, notably with the Jets. He says that the Texans are also, or he also says that the Texans are the most improved team after the first 2 weeks here of free agency, noting the moves that they made on the defensive side. He's the only one, or the first one here, to mention the Azeez Al-Shaair move, the linebacker, who's somebody whose name has not come up on this show yet today. But we know for sure that D'Amico Ryans is a big fan of him because they have a relationship going back to their San Francisco days.
Yes.
And then we heard Nick Caserio talk glowingly about him with Payne and Pendergast earlier in the week.
I love this discussion. I love the fact that three, you know, NFL experts have, you know, gone that direction with the Houston Texans. I must be in the minority because every time, you know, I either listen to one of these conversations, am directly a part of one, as it pertains to what the Texans did last offseason in building the team that finished 10-7, that went to a divisional playoff game against the Ravens, and did a lot of things that just shocked people. There are people, I feel like, that constantly go back, and maybe this is the, you know, you puff your chest out kind of a situation, and hey, look what the Texans did. See, you were wrong. I feel like there's more people that were in this boat than not that had the Texans being losers, more of a on a national scale than certainly local, because we follow this team on the day in and day out. We talk about them day in and day out. I think we had a much better pulse than anybody on a national landscape, so-called expert or not. The ones that were picking the Texans to win 3-4 games and to stink again last year, I just think are idiots and didn't pay attention. So I treat these experts, as you just went through, with a little less, I don't want to say.
Credibility?
I wasn't going to say credibility. Maybe it's credibility, but just a little less attention now because of everything that has transpired over the course of the last year. You think about last offseason. They went out and got Shaq Mason. They went out and got Shaq Griffin. They went out and got Denzel Perryman. I mean, Robert Woods. I don't even want to talk about the draft. Just addressing things in free agency.
I got to be honest, I don't feel like you're impressing anybody with that list of names that you just rattled off.
Let's go through the list. Dalton Schultz. I'm just rattling names off.
I don't feel like it's landing. I don't feel like it's landing.
Why not? I mean, these were all key players that contributed to the team going 10-7. Desmond King.
Dude, fast forward to now. Yes. Obviously, yes. I'm with you. But at that time, I could not blame it, and I'm with you.
No.
For the most part, but I could not blame those guys for listening to those names that you just rattled off and not thinking, hey, you know what? The Texans are about to set the world on fire.
I completely disagree. You're talking about a team that won three games the year prior with that crap of a roster and coaching regime.
Schultz.
Yes.
Bruh.
Absolutely.
I liked all the moves.
Clear improvement.
Clear improvement.
We're talking about the most improved roster from one season to the next. And I'm telling you, I don't know that even this year's squad can touch the level of improvement that the Texans underwent last offseason.
Well, but that's because, so the big thing here, and I don't want to overstate it, but we can't overlook
it.
We can't overlook it either. They got C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson and D'Amico Ryans. And all those other things, Matt. I'm not trying to minimize.
No, but you
overall.
You take out Will Anderson. You take out C.J. Stroud. The fact D'Amico Ryans took the head coaching job, I throw him into that mix as well.
Yeah.
That was a part of you improving your team, improving your roster. getting a competent head coach in place.
But what I'm saying is this team cannot improve to the level that last year's team improved from. And we didn't know this at the time, this time last year. But the reason is because they added a franchise-changing quarterback and a head coach who was in the running for head coach of the year in his first season doing it. And then the offensive and defensive rookies of the year. So two cornerstones, one on each side of the ball, at the most, arguably the most important position on each side of the ball, and the head coach.
Yeah, you're kind of fast-forwarding a little bit, yes, because I wasn't even talking about the draft. I'm just talking about free agency.
Yeah.
You're right. Those two guys, Will Anderson, C.J. Stroud, like, made everything, right?
Yeah.
On their respective sides of the
ball. But I couldn't have been like, hey, you know what? Shaq Mason's their right guard right now. They've got it figured out. Like, they've got Des King. They've got Sheldon Rankins now. Like, no.
Look, everything besides center, you were pretty comfortable with on the offensive line. You said, hey, upgrade at right guard. You knew you thought Titus was going to be right tackle. You knew who your left guard was going to be. You knew who your left tackle was going to be. You knew who your running back was. You knew who the receivers were, minus Tank Dell before the draft.
The national pundits were disconnected because they were saying that they were just going to win. The Texans were just going to have the same season that they've been having, three games, four games, something like that. The rest of us who were a little bit more familiar and more connected to the situation – we're saying stuff around 6, 7, 8 games, right? So we thought it was better, but not, I don't think, drastically better in the way that they were. And, you know, we only had better takes than the national folks because we were more informed. And to be fair, the Texans had not, prior to last year, given them much reason to do a lot of intel on them.
Yeah, I mean,
it was fair and reasonable to kind of skip over them.
I know.
In your 32 but then now because, team evaluation.
But now because they're relevant and they're sexy because of C.J. Stroud. Yep. They're sexy because of Tank Dell and Will Anderson and D'Amico Ryans.
Changes
you know,
the game.
It changes the game. But now let's listen to the national pundits because now you're paying attention.
Oh, no. I'm not saying. I just noticed. We're going around the NFL here. I noticed it. Look, the longer you're in this business, the longer I've been in this business, the less shine it's taken off of national pundits, local pundits, pundits in general, everybody, you know, the longer you're in this, the more cynical I feel like you get. So take even what we say. We want you to listen, loopholes, but take everything you hear with a grain of salt.
Sure.
Best advice I could give you.
Well, and yeah, it's just about creating a conversation. I mean, that's what I'm here for, at the very least. He's B. Scott, Sean Bajani in for Locker and Lopez. You're in the loop. Coming up next, we'll have the slime off and I've got a lot of nominations, one individual. This is his show. That's next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You are a slimeball.
It's time for the weekly slime.
Slime season.
The biggest displays of weekly slimery.
Man, you going to hell on scholarship.
As decided by your favorite H-Town hosts and the Loopholes.
Man, look at this slime ball.
This is the Friday Slime Off on Sports Radio 610.
All right, in for Landry Locker and John Lopez. I'm Sean Bajani. He's B. Scott. I have no idea who has been nominated throughout the course of this week for the Slime Off by Landry and or John or Figgy. I think Figgy's got one, and I'll let him explain here just momentarily. But I've got at least three nominees for the Slime Off. And just this is based on my experiences throughout the course of the week. And I first nominate Fox News. The national, not the local, Fox News nationally.
Yeah.
The cable television network.
We got friends over at the local one, so we love y'all.
Do. Shout out to Nate Griffin. Love you, bro.
Yep.
Fox News canceled Sean Pendergast earlier today. He was supposed to make an appearance on Fox News around this time, right now. They were going to send a car his way and pick him up, I imagine, take him to the local Fox 26 studio here and film a segment because they wanted to talk to him about the hip drop tackle situation. And he was super excited about it, and they ended up calling it quits on him. Take a listen.
I'm going on Fox News today to talk about the hip drop tackle.
You are?
At 1 o'clock in the 1 o'clock.
You were going on Fox Sports.
No.
Like local Fox News?
No.
Or Fox,
Fox News. I'm going to get politicized today probably. Talk about the hip drop tackle. They got wind of a conversation you and I had on a podcast about the hip drop tackle, and they found me on Facebook and they called me up and they they're sending a car to get me today to bring me to their studios.
Really?
Yeah, a car.
I wonder if there'll be alcohol in
a car? I don't know.
Like old school. So they're sending you a car.
They're going to take you
where?
To a studio downtown. Not KRIV. It's not. They don't use
one that
the
they
local
use
Fox
when they're in town. Like
yeah.
To, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Downtown somewhere.
No
probably
kidding.
If it's an empty warehouse, I'll get a little nervous.
That was him before the news that came that they canceled it.
Do you have the news of them crushing his hopes and dreams?
Yeah, I got that.
All right, play that.
Okay, I've got some breaking news. This is very
it was good while it lasted, Sean.
It's very
it was good while it lasted.
Man, it's almost as if someone was listening. Literally, as we go to break, I mean, Seth is in the first 10 seconds of his Mokarem law firm read. I've been talking for the last couple segments sporadically about how I was scheduled to go on Fox News today, like the national cable Fox News today. Text from the person who scheduled me on the show. Good morning, Sean. I am so, so sorry. But unfortunately, there was some miscommunication in New York, and after speaking with the producers, we have to cancel your hit today. We really appreciate you being willing to come on and definitely want to stay in touch for future on-air opportunities. Seth, I've been canceled. I got canceled by Fox News.
All right, there you go. I imagine the higher-ups in New York probably looked at the situation and were like, hold on, we're sending a car? And we're spending this on a sports guy to talk about hip drop tackles on Fox News?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we got to cancel that. We got much more important things to get to.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's how that went.
Yeah, which makes sense.
I feel bad for Sean.
I would feel great for them if, for whatever reason, there was somebody, like, say, a producer at Fox News mm-hmm. or a production assistant of some kind that is just a P1. And it's just listening to every waking moment of their show, which is why Sean got scheduled to begin with, and then perhaps why he got canceled in the end. That would be a cool story, too. Like, hey, just for whatever reason, we got a Fox News P1, and they are living and dying by the takes on the show.
Fox News, you've been nominated for the Slime Off. My next nominee, Long Beach State. Their athletic director. Long Beach State played Arizona yesterday, got the brakes blown off of them, 85-65 final. They were playing basketball with a fired head coach. The athletic director from Long Beach State ended up taking credit for the run that Coach Dan Monson took his team on. After he fired him, they won the Big West tournament, earned a 15 seed in the NCAA tournament to only punch their ticket to get their brakes blown off by Arizona. But it was the athletic director, Bobby Smitherin, telling the AP, quote, "My belief and hope is that by doing what I did and the timing of it, they would play inspired, and that's what they did." He went on to say, quote, "I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it worked." End quote. You, sir, are nominated as a slime ball for taking credit for something that was completely asinine to do in the first place. Should have let him finish the season out.
Yeah, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but excuse me while I do so. I think that in and of itself is worthy of the nomination. All of the rest of the context around this story, I think, puts it over the edge and makes him a serious contender to actually win it.
Yeah.
So it didn't even have to be as bad as it was for him to compete. You know, all he needed was this, hey, you know, not to brag, but to brag. I thought was slimy enough. But yeah, the way he handled this and then tried to pat himself on the back for the success that was clearly, you know, I don't even know how much the coach had to do with it. I'd start with the players themselves, then go to the coach, and then the athletic director doesn't have bleep to do with it. I was almost cussed. They didn't have a damn thing to do with it there. So,
right.
Yeah. No, get out of here, guys.
All right. So our nominees, Fox News, Long Beach State's athletic director. Next nominee.
Wait. The next one that you're about to say should be the last one, I think, because he's clearly a front runner. Let me just throw this one in there.
Okay.
DeMar DeRozan deserves to be nominated because I don't know if you saw this. He and Dylan Brooks got into it last night at the Rockets game sometime in the third quarter. And really, it was a dirty play by DeMar DeRozan. What all that happened really was he fouls Jalen Green hard and unnecessary, gets called for the flagrant. And Dylan Brooks, as he should and as he's supposed to as a teammate of Jalen Green, steps up for him and says, "Hey, man, that ain't cool. Don't do that." But where was Dylan Brooks? He happened to be behind DeMar DeRozan at the time. Mm-hmm. He walks up to DeMar DeRozan. And then DeMar DeRozan, after the game, I'm not going to play the audio because it's so damn long and we don't have enough time. But DeMar DeRozan goes like hood talk on him. And it's like, hey, I had this issue with Dylan Brooks because he walked up behind me.
Yeah,
and I ain't with that people walking up behind me, which is true on its face. But DeMar DeRozan, dog, you are in the NBA. I get that Dylan Brooks is kind of an NBA goon, but ain't none of y'all actual goons the NBA court. Yeah.
Are we out on the street or something?
Yeah,
and
man.
And we in the back alley and somebody walking up on you? On the court, man.
He act like Dylan Brooks had a knife and asked for it.
He had a shank or something?
And demanded his wallet or something like that. Yep. Man, get out of here.
No, and that's it. Good nominee by you. DeMar DeRozan, Fox News.
He's a sleeper.
And Bobby Smitherin, the Long Beach State AD. It is the reputation that earned Dylan Brooks the exit yesterday for sure. Yeah. Do you want to nominate?
Yeah. I want to bring this up because he got nominated, I want to say yesterday. So our good engineer, friend of mine, Aaron Rabel, so Wednesday, me, Lopez, Landry, and a couple other Odyssey people did a panel.
Yeah,
for the Texas A&M grad students, for the sports management grad situation or whatever. And at the very end, we all took a group picture together. And Aaron was the guy that was taking the picture. And before he took the picture, he said, 8, 14, 72, 12, 9. All right, that's how you Aggies count, right? And the joke actually fell flat, man. Everyone was kind of confused. It was quiet. And then all you hear is Lopez saying, "That joke fell flat." And a couple of people like, yeah.
Because he's an Aggie. You have to, not be one to appreciate that. I don't know where Aaron went to school. But
I'm guessing he a Longhorn fan. I'm guessing he a fan of the Longhorns. But I was kind of confused. I'm like, what is he doing?
So I'm guessing Lopez nominated him for that.
Landry and Lopez.
All right.
All right.
Not for the joke itself, but because it was so damn bad.
Yeah. I mean, I got it. And just because I hate the Aggies, I don't necessarily agree with him being nominated. So I'm not voting for him. I'll tell you that right now. Here's my nominee. It's Landry. It's his show. I nominate him. Two reasons. Let's see. Today's Friday. I'm getting on the elevator yesterday around 3 o'clock to come up and do my show. He's getting off of the elevator. He's talking, you know, with some other tall individual. Maybe they work up here. Maybe they don't. Never seen the guy before in my life. But we make eye contact. He's in the elevator. I'm trying to get on. And I say, "What's up, Landry?" And he walks right past me, says nothing. Keeps on going, minds his business. And this is not atypical for Landry to do. Just completely ghosts me.
Damn.
I nominate you because you think you're too cool for school. So, two, let somebody know you're not going to show up to do your own show. Communicate at least. You didn't even know until late, Figgy. Didn't know.
He texted me like a few hours after the show.
I didn't know that he wasn't going to be here. Not until 7:30 this morning when you texted me like, "Hey, you got a Google Doc working?"
Yeah.
And I said, there you go. I know. Because he's done it before. Let somebody know, bro. I nominate Landry Locker because he is a slime ball.
I figure he probably let you know or somebody else let you know because he hit me up and said, "Hey, I'm taking off with Lopez."
No, my boss, so our boss, right, cool. Parker, let me know a few days ago. Said, "Hey, can you do Thursday's show since you're not doing your own show, Area 45 that night because of college basketball. Can you work with Landry?" I said, "Sure, let's do it." Little did I know it's B. Scott.
Yeah.
Which I have no problem with.
Right.
Love B. Scott.
Now, he did text me later on, probably around 5 or 6. He said, "It's Bajani and B. Scott." So I'm like, "All right, cool." Yeah. And I figured y'all knew that.
Yeah. And I think I knew at a decent enough time. I probably could have also let Bajani know, but I didn't have a reason to think because Bajani was already on before I got on. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have a reason to believe that I knew something that Bajani didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until, and you and I communicate fairly regularly, even when we're not on the air. And so by the time the morning came where I'm doing like my midnight, my middle of the night bathroom run or whatever it is. And I'm like, "You know what? Me and Bajani still haven't chopped it up about this show that we got going
on." You know
on.
How OCD I am. I would have sent you a Google Doc days ago.
So that's why I was like, "You know what? I should probably shoot him a text and see what's happening."
Yeah. I would have did the same thing. I just thought the communication was there. I thought everybody knew.
I think
who was
we all did.
With.
And that's how bad communication works, though, Biggie. We all apparently at some point thought the communication was there, but that's because we was all thinking and not communicating.
Yeah. So here we are, almost a full show
all
under
these
our
communication
belts.
Majors, and nobody can communicate.
Exactly.
All right. So who are we voting for? We'll have it for you on the other side. Landry Locker, Bob Smithereen, I'll call him, the Long Beach State AD, Fox News, and DeMar DeRozan, along with Aaron Raybould, who I'm not even sure I really know. But we will vote on him next. I'll explain. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, before we get to crosstalk and chat with the boys on the drive, Ron Hughley and Clint Sterner. Crosstalk, by the way, brought to you by Area 45 and the H-Town Hoops podcast.
That's right.
And the Gems and Juice podcast.
And the Gems and Juice podcast.
There we go.
That's right.
There we go. Area 45 can be heard normally, 7 to 10, Sports Radio 610. Not tonight, once again, because we are bringing you March Madness, which will include the University of Houston and Longwood. Be tipping it off at 8:20. You can catch it here on Sports Radio 610. Same deal next Friday, Thursday and Friday next week, by the way. You can catch March Madness here via our coverage of Westwood One. Westwood One.
Yes.
We'll do. I love that voice, guy. All right, so let's vote. Here's our nominees for the Slime Off. Fox News for canceling Sean Pendergast. Long Beach State Athletic Director Bobby Smitherin for taking undue credit for the run by his school, coached by a fired coach, Dan Monson. DeMar DeRozan for being a complete jerk last night during the Rockets game. Aaron Raybould, one of our engineers, for making a horrible Aggie joke in front of a room full of Aggies yesterday. And Landry Locker for being too cool for school and completely ignoring my hello as I entered the elevator yesterday, and for not communicating with anybody that was partaking in his show production today. Thought I was working with him. Turns out I'm working with B. Scott, and we're all the better for it.
Yeah.
So there are your nominees.
Before we vote, let me be clear on something. Mm-hmm. You actually said hello. You actually spoke audibly.
Yes, I said.
Not just that, because that would be bad enough.
I said, what's up, man?
Yeah.
We made eye contact. I said, hey, what's up, man? Said absolutely nothing as he walked by. And I was just telling Figgy, I don't remember if I had that smart-ass reaction or not that I typically do. Like, if I'm holding the door open for somebody and they don't say thank you, I have, like, a bad habit of saying tremendous or awesome. Or fantastic, you know, something to where they can hear me acknowledge the fact that they said nothing. I don't know if I did that. I might have said, like, sweet. I don't know. But yes, he heard me. Anyway, who wants to vote first?
Oh, yeah. If this is how it really went down, I'm going with Landry on this one. I'm voting for Landry. I think the AD at Long Beach State is would have been the leader in the clubhouse for me. But I don't like when you do the head nod and you don't get the reciprocal head nod, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you actually speak to somebody that you know.
In all fairness, I did the head nod too.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Sucker was 0 for 2.
The head nod is not audible, right? So you can't hear. Maybe they didn't see it.
Yeah.
But you saw.
And sometimes people be in the zone.
Yeah.
He's up there and I'm down here. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that
there's
could
like
be
a
it.
Good foot disparity between us. So maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that no, is true.
We locked eyes, man. We locked eyes.
Yeah, it's landlocked for me, man. Landry right. Locker.
So you got Landry. Who do you got, Fig?
Yeah, I was gonna go with Fox News, man. I was gonna go with Fox News because Sean sounded so excited to be on.
He did. They're gonna send me a car.
Yeah, he was so happy to ride in the car. So I was gonna vote for him, but I ain't know this part about Landry that you actually spoke to him and he said he ain't say nothing. And I always have a problem when people do that, man, because to me, I always think it's weird when you walk in the hallway and you look at somebody and don't say anything. Like, even if it's a, hey, how you doing? Or, hey, what's going on? It's people around here that actually walk past each other and not acknowledge each other.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And I felt like that's right in the neighborhood, man. He should have said, what's up, man?
This woman the other night came out of the ladies' restroom. I'm going to the restroom. She's coming out of the restroom. She came out of there like a bat out of hell, like almost like just sidewinder, you know, like I don't like, whoa. And I was like, excuse me. Nothing.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. I'm a vote for Landry, too. I ain't know this part of it. I understand the communication, man. Nobody got good communication around here. So I get that. But. Right. I just hate when people don't speak to you, especially or even leaving you hanging, man.
Don't leave me hanging. All right, so we got two votes for Landry. You got three. Full bandwagon. Landry, you're a slime ball, okay? You're a slime ball. Do we have a sounder for that? Like, The little Pac-Man
you
thing?
Are a slime ball.
For sure.
So there you go. All right, before we get to Crosstalk, brought to you by Area 45, Gems and Juice Podcast, and H-Town Hoops Podcast, what did I want to get to here?
Was it going to be... Well, we had a call.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what it was.
Yeah, we had a call at 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. You got, like, 5 minutes to call.
Yeah, no, he wanted to talk about the hip drop tackle and provide some context to that. So we've gotten a ton of response, like, about this hip drop tackle and people actually looking up the definition for it. And they're like, if you read the actual definition, it sounds like a tackle to me.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. I said to a couple of people on the chats that's going to be the number one issue with this. If it is instituted and passed next week, it's going to be like the helmet-to-helmet thing was in its infancy. It's going to be like the catch-or-no-catch thing that we've constantly dealt with, but really was at its height, I'd say, about 7, 8, 9 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be that all over again. The ability to identify what was a legal or illegal tackle in that instance is going to be painstakingly difficult. And God forbid you have to review that sort of a thing.
Yeah, it feels like, and texters, audience, feel free to correct me if you think I'm wrong on this, but it does feel like the hip drop tackle, it's far less about even just the, maybe it's a mixture of both, but the technique, but also the momentum that the player is moving with. So it's to me, it's going to be a very tough thing, not just to legislate, but to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're, it's one thing to tell somebody, hey, don't lead with the crown of your helmet. You know, like, you can try to avoid. And even then we see, hey, guess what? You're leading with your shoulder. But
helmet makes contact.
Yeah. Guess what your shoulder is attached to?
Yeah.
Your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, even then it's some murky water, some shaky ground there at times. But it's clear enough to say, hey, don't lead with your head. We'll try to avoid that. Or don't target somebody's head. We'll try to avoid that. I'm not entirely sure how you avoid, in every situation where there could be a hip drop tackle, how you avoid it every time. You know what I mean? Like, what if they're trying to truck you? Like Derrick Henry, for example, to me is the perfect guy to, like, you're holding on for dear life with a dude. Like, if he stiff arms you and he doesn't throw you 6 or 7 yards down the way,
yeah,
and you're able to hold on somehow, you're hip drop tackling that dude, because that's the only way.
Yeah.
If you grab him, which I don't even know if that's a smart way, you might want to just, you know, fly at his knees perhaps, which also doesn't seem safe.
That's the first guy I thought of too. But that's why, I think I need to see, like, evidence of this being a problem. It's not that I don't trust the numbers, but I kind of don't trust the numbers. When you tell me it's 25%, you know, you're seeing an injury rate more than 25 times than other, you know, injuries. Like, show me. Like, give us some examples.
Yeah.
Because we're the consumer. You know, we're the ones that are watching this too. We want to know what to look for. And if this is going to be such a major shift in the game and defensively how you stop an opponent, how you slow a guy down, like, show me. And because with the helmet-to-helmet stuff, that's easily discernible. Like, the catch-no-catch thing, like, that's easily discernible. Like, we know. We're focused in on that. But, like, with the Aaron Rodgers thing, like, okay, if that was a hip-drop tackle by definition and you're trying to avoid that, well, he wasn't bowling through, you know, a line of scrimmage,
right,
you know, with a head full of steam.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people's reaction on this is like, well, what if you just absolutely truck the guy and hold on and then drop your hip? Well, how often do you see that actually happen?
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
But it's the point of the fact that it could, and the fact that the defender is in a no-win situation there. Like, when you combine all of this, the helmet-to-helmet stuff, not headhunting, and then now this hip drop stuff, all it is the accumulation of it is just fewer and fewer ways to bring a guy down.
Yeah.
You know, like, as Seth was getting at in the morning, it's like, yeah, you probably saw fewer hip drop tackles back when a dude could just fling his body at another dude, you know? But now they're trying to be a little bit more technical in how they, you know, may tackle a guy. And this is the result. That's why you see more of them than perhaps that you're used to. So to me, it's kind of a lose-lose situation. It's like, okay, it's either the hip drop or it's the head hunting or it's the wussification of America. You pick.
Yep.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Crosstalk brought to you by Area 45, H-Town Hoops, Gyms and Juice podcast. with Clint Sterner, Ron Hughley, the guys from The Drive. What's happening, fellas?
How we doing, fellas?
Good.
We communicating today?
I got a question.
Today, we did a lot of communication today.
I got a question. Because this is, listen, a lot of people, you know, I embrace it now. That was supposed to be hidden for years. Hey, guys, guess what? I wasn't born here. And so I'd like to know some things and get some understanding of things. Because this works a little different from where I'm from. And Brandon Scott, you're right in it. And I know you're a huge U of H fan. Now, I know Brandon is, from what I know, Brandon is a Longhorn fan all the way through and through.
Yep.
Like, how does that roll? Like, you go, you can be hard for the Horns. And the Cougars, like right, like you can, like that is accepted. It's not a one or the other. Like you can.
No, when the Longhorns played the Cougars earlier in the year, I wore my Longhorn gear. All right, but not until this year did that even conflict. You know, they didn't operate in the same level. They weren't in the same stratosphere or world.
So things got complicated this year for
me. No, they didn't. No, I'm still a Longhorn fan. See, the way I look at it is,
I just learned something. I didn't know you were a Longhorn
fan. Yeah, oh, he's hardcore.
I grew up rooting for the Longhorns. I'm from the same neighborhood as Vince Young, and so when Vince Young went to Texas, everybody in Hiram Clark, as far as I knew, went with him as far as fandom, and so that's where I've been at. But to me, it doesn't conflict because I'm just really rooting. Like I don't really as much care about the Cougs per se as I do Houston. So the Cougs are in Houston. If you were like, I'll root for the damn Sabercats. Why? I don't give a damn about no rugby. Okay. But
anything with Houston in it.
If it's got Houston on it, I'm on that team. You know what I'm saying?
That's got a touch of if Houston can't have them, I want somebody in Texas to have them, and I got hammered for that now.
It's got a touch of it. It's
flirting with me
now.
I didn't know this about you.
No, not at all, because you did it where the teams conflicted.
Uh-oh.
U of H and Texas never really – well, they did way back in the day. But in my coming up, they didn't conflict at all. And so, yeah, man. And also, really, when it comes down to it, Ron, you know this too. I'll wear any free T-shirt that I get.
Oh, here we go.
That's what it comes down
to. Here we go.
Yeah, man. And U of H sends us this gear.
Man, you crawfishing now.
And so I'm going to rock it.
Man.
I just didn't know.
Crawfishing.
Yeah, you crawfishing.
I'm a Texas fan who went to Sam Houston State who grew up in Houston.
Yeah, but now you're going to be like,
and to be clear.
It's a free T-shirt.
No, and to be clear, those are three schools that all operate on different levels. Sam Houston at the lowest, the school that I went to. U of H somewhere in the middle, and then Texas. I never had a conflict with it.
Big 12 champions, bro. Number one seed. They ain't nowhere in the middle.
Congratulations.
They ain't nowhere in the middle.
Well, not now.
Not now.
So you feel different.
Oh, you're talking about basketball.
He went to U of H.
I went to U of H.
He feel different.
You're talking about basketball.
That's the school he went to.
Well, I'm talking about.
I didn't know if you were talking Texas being a one seed in the college world playoffs.
Nah, screw Texas.
Yeah.
He's on the screw Texas.
Yeah. You know, he actually went to U of H. I didn't go to U of H.
You know, I feel differently about our relationship now.
It just changed.
That's all right.
You didn't know?
They won us a little bet last night.
Hell yeah.
They did.
Oh, congratulations, by the way.
Hey, you guys are more than welcome. You guys are more than welcome.
I got that message, and thank you.
Hey, the only thing that I didn't like about it is that Tyler advertised it for the whole world to see. I understand he wanted everybody to know how he hit on his bets and everything, but I thought we was going to go rub elbows and that was just going to be a 6'10 thing. We're going to have every damn listener that's ever followed
Tyler. That was the point, B. Scott.
It was the Drive family, the listeners. Come in and
y'all expanding this family a little bit too much, man.
Hey, y'all do let us do what we want to do with our family, bro.
I feel that.
You know what I mean? Hey, speaking of another team, them Aggies. Them Aggies play at 5:50. They tip.
We'll be there for it.
Time to beat the hell out of Nebraska.
In the middle watching the Texas team.
Go Huskers. Let's go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.